Welcome to the U.S. Welcome to San Antonio, Carlos Iquizcaray.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. My first visit to to Texas, San Antonio, so I'm very much looking forward to this week here.
Yeah, we'll have to, by the end, we'll get you a cowboy hat and everything and okay. All that sort of stuff. And
I'll wear it for sure.
Yeah, well, it's a neat journey. This is a very interesting concert. Tell me a little bit about how this repertoire came together and how exciting it is to do it.
Well, obviously, I mean, this was a program that we came up with in conversation, discussion, especially with Paul, who's here with us, Paul Montalvo, who artistic director of the Chamber Orchestra of San Antonio. And we kind of started out parting from Ives' unanswered question, this wonderful piece of, you know, of Americana tradition now that posts this unanswered question regarding tonality versus atonality. Those of you who know the piece will remember the wonderful trumpet line that repeats a few times while the strings are kind of just sounding as a kind of velvety sound underneath it, and then the winds interrupt. And this piece served as our starting point, let's call it philosophically, to see what we could do with it. Because the name of that we've given to the program is the perennial contest, the never ending contest between these seemingly opposing ideas of what is tonal, what is not tonal, what is pleasing to the ear or what is challenging to the ear. And we thought that also, since this is the beginning, the birth of an orchestra, it would be good to kind of turn the orchestra into a bit of a time machine and to explore all the different sonorities that you get from the different time periods leading up to today. So we start, we thought it, you know, it make perfect sense to go from the Ives to a piece like the Ritornelli and the introduction to Orfeo by Monteverdi, which is in itself kind of the beginning of the influence of the Renaissance ideas in musical expression, kind of going away from sacred music into this kind of new. The ideas of the Renaissance, that leading up to Baroque, Rococo. We go through Johann Christian Bach's Sinfonia Opus 9 Number 2, which again is that kind of bridge between Baroque, classical. We're going to perform pieces by Mozart, obviously, and Wagner, of course, and then we're going to play a piece by Edgar Varese, the Octandra. And all of these are pieces that fit very well the size of the ensemble, as well as the kind of the philosophical line that we've wanted to preserve throughout the program, which is kind of time travel and the different sonorities. Because we're assuming that a lot of the concertgoers are going to, it might be their first experience in front of an orchestra. So I found it a fascinating idea to cover almost five centuries of music so they get a good sample of music, but not just for the sake of just sampling stuff, but kind of keeping a line, parting from this unanswered question of, you know, what is music, what isn't music. And so we're going to, you know, we're going to play around with that, with all the different sonorities that are possible within this space of time in the concert with this wonderful orchestra that's about to be born.
Obviously, you span times. What sort of numbers are you when you talk about the ensemble? I know there's, 18 with Wagner. How small and how large does the group get for this program?
I think the smallest. We would go from like around 7-8 performers to something near 20, so it's in the in-betweens. And so it's not just the number of players, you're also going to have different combinations. So some pieces are going to be more just strings Some of them are going to be mostly winds, and then there's the combination. The Ives is a fantastic piece because it does have, you know, a brass instrument in the trumpet, and it also has the winds and the strings, but they're not presented in one block. They're actually three separate blocks, kind of interchanging very different types of sonorities at once. And so, again, it's not just the number of players that's going to be interesting, I think, for those who attend our concert, but also the different types of sonorities from one piece to the other. It's not just the time periods, but different combinations of instruments and the predominance of some protagonists. Like, for example, in the Octandra, Vares, you're going to have... It's obviously a very interesting experiment of sonorities with the wind instruments, and they're not playing at their usual register. You have, you know, the oboe, for example, playing a very, very high notes, were much higher than they would usually play, whereas the horns, for example, play at the very low end of their register in the rhythmic variety. So I think it's quite an eclectic program, definitely one of the most eclectic programs I've had to face in my career. But I find it fascinating, and I hope that those who attend will find it likewise.
Well, we're looking forward to it there at the Pearl Stables, so it's going to be an exciting start, I know. Well, how did the decision come about to bring Carlos in?
I started doing a lot of research, I guess, about 2 years ago, contacting various conductors throughout the world, and I came up with a short list and presented it to our artistic committee, and we decided on Carlos. It was a great fit. He agreed with a lot of what we were doing musically and philosophically, and he bought into what this orchestra is about, and that was the main selling point. And of course, he's young and dynamic, so that's what's important. Yeah,
it's got to be a great feeling knowing that this weekend we'll start, you know, this big adventure. You know,
I was speaking with the co-founders, who are, you know, Robert, Sylvia, and myself, and we got together this last weekend and thought, wow, 5 years has gone by, and this is the point where we're at. It's a nervous anticipation, but we felt that this is our goal for the city, to bring a different aspect of music to complement what all these other great organizations do in the city already. So San Antonio is ready for something like this.
Well, where can folks find out more about the group and about this concert coming up on?
They can go online to www.chamberorchestrasa.org. You can follow us also on Twitter and on Facebook. You have links on the website to both of those. And, you can join our mailing list as well, and we'll keep you updated on everything.
Good. And folks can get tickets at the door.
As of right now, we are sold out.
Are you? Awesome.
Yes. We are sold out right now. So that's a great accomplishment for us. And we were planning on releasing a few tickets. So I would say keep your eye out on the website or at the ticket part of the website. And there could be updates there for the additional seats.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations. We're really looking forward to it, and look to much more.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Carlos, welcome, and thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to this.